Thank you. Good evening. It's March 14th, 2019. Eastern, it's 8:40 p.m. Eastern Time. This is the Nancy Sorden, Chair of the Pacifica National Board, and I'm calling the continuation meeting of the Pacifica National Board meeting to order. Mr. Secretary, please take the roll.
Okay. Grace Aaron, Lister, Representative KPFK.
Here.
Grace is here. Jonathan Alexander, Ovalihi, resigned. Gary Bost, Affiliate Representative, Cerebral Radio. Can't hear you, Gary. Adriana Casanave, Listener Representative, KPFT.
Present.
Adriana is here. Robin Collier, Affiliate Representative, KCEI.
Robin Collier is here.
Robin is here. Chris Corey, Listener Representative, KPFA. Thank you, Chris. I believe he said he was going to be out of town. Bill Crozier, Listener Representative, KPFT is here. Joseph Davis, Staff Representative, KPFT. Thank you, Joseph. Sir, Catherine Davis, Staff Representative, WBAI.
I'm here.
Jim is here. Benito Diaz, Listener Representative, WPFW. Benito. Jan Goodman, Listener Representative, KPFK. Andrea Jan. William Heerwagen, Listener Representative, WBAI.
Present.
William is here. Sabrina Jacobs, Staff Representative, KPFA.
Here.
Sabrina is here. Dwayne Lark, Listener Representative, KPFT. Dwayne. Ken Laufer, Listener Representative, WBAI.
Here.
Ken is here. Tony Leon, Staff Representative, WPFW.
He asked to be excused absent.
Yeah, okay. Mansoor Sabah, Listener Representative,
Hazir.
Hazir. Mansoor is here, thank you. Nancy Sorden, Listener Representative, WPFW.
Here.
Nancy's here. Alex Steinberg, Listener Representative, WBAI.
Present.
Alex is here. Carol Travis, Listener Representative, KPFA.
Here.
Carol is here. Tom Voorhees, Listener Representative, KPFA.
Here.
Tom is here. Muscula Washington, Listener Representative, WPFW.
Here.
Carol is here. Maxie Jackson III, our Executive Director.
Present.
Hi, Jan Goodman just joined you. I couldn't join earlier.
Okay, gotcha, Jan. John Tatum, our parliamentarian.
I'm here.
Okay, John is here. Larry Dankner, our interim CFO. I hear you, Larry. Going back, I didn't hear Gary Bost or Chris Corey or Joseph Davis or Benito Diaz or Dwayne Lark. Or Tony Leon. Are any of those people?
Well, you hear Dwayne Lark now.
Okay, got you, Dwayne. Thank you.
I was on. I didn't hear you.
Okay. Let's give you. Give me a count. We have 16 directors present, so we have 4 of them, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you. So I was talking to our parliamentarian last night about how we do our excused absences, and basically we need to vote on everyone who's absent, whether, you know, we give them an excused absence or not. So, Bill, could you please list the people who are absent, and
okay.
We will...
Well, Jonathan Alexander resigned, so I guess we don't need to include him. Gary Bost, Chris Corey, Joseph Davis, Benito Diaz, Tony Leon are absent.
Okay, and we got a request for an excused absence from Tony Leon.
And Chris Corey.
And Chris Corey. Okay, thank you. So I think we have to accept Jonathan's resignation. Until we do that, I'm going to want to include him in the list of people that are absent. Okay. I'm going to do. Do I have a motion to excuse these absences?
Adriana?
Is that all? Mansoor?
Adriana?
Would like to be recognized.
Okay. Adriana, then Mansoor?
Yes, Madam Chair. I want to present a motion to excuse the two members that asked for an excuse absence, Chris Corey and Tony Leon. The rest, we can deal. My motion is to excuse the two persons that asked for an excuse absence. Chris Corey.
Okay, is there a second?
Carol, second.
Mansoor.
Okay. Sorry, what? You got to excuse
Bill,
absence?
Bill, may I be recognized?
Yes. Well, Wait, Mansoor had something to say. Hang on a second. Mansoor, what were you going to say?
No, it's fine. It's already taken care of. We are splitting up the excuse absences.
So go ahead, Bill.
Gary Bose sent us an email. I don't think he used the magic words excused absence, but he said he was traveling and it sounded like he wouldn't be able to make it. So I assume he intended for his absence.
All right, so you want to amend Adriana's motion to add Gary Bose to the list?
Yes.
Is there a second?
I have a point of information, Madam Chair.
What's your point of information?
Second, Grace.
I want to know if Gary Bose asked, because I didn't see an email from him. He sent an email to the PMB or to personally to somebody else? Because
Bill,
I didn't see the email from Gary Bose.
Okay. Bill, can you answer that? Do you know?
Let me look. He sent that a day or so ago.
Carol for the stack.
Yes, Carol.
I just would like to say that if Gary Bose just sent it to the secretary, that because he is new and we have not cast out any rules or given, you know, procedural things to new members, that be recognized, even if it's not the magic words.
Madam Chair, Adriana is asking for the floor.
Yes, Adriana.
Yes, Carol Travis need to please tell the directors that they need to have your permission to get on the floor, but I don't have any problem when my question is, if he sent an email to the secretary, I think that to the board, I hope that the secretary can share that with us. If he's in writing, I don't have any problem to.
Thank you, Adriana. Okay. I got it. Yeah. I was going to just ask Bill to forward that to us. Okay. So, and actually, Carol did ask for the floor, and I gave it to her. Okay. Go ahead.
Bill for the stack. I cannot find it. Maybe I was thinking of one of the other two. So
Catherine
sorry.
For the staff?
Catherine, you have the floor.
I saw his email, so I'm presuming he sent it to the PMB. There's no other reason for me to have seen it.
Okay, let's see. Okay, thank you.
At least I think so.
Okay, I have an email from him on March 7th. That was about the phone. There was one from him on March 7th. He wanted to be excused on the 28th.
This is Carol for the stack.
I don't see any of those.
This is Carol for the stack.
Yes, Carol.
Because this is a continuation meeting and not a regularly scheduled meeting, and he's new, he may not have even known there's a meeting. don't know. Anyway.
We'll do these. Let's do, let's vote on this amendment to add Gary to the excused absence of Chris and Tony right now. Are there any objections?
Yes, Madam Chair, if I don't have to remember the request, I don't
Thank
have
you.
Any problem, like I said, but I want the request from the
Member. I think we know why you were going to object. Okay. So take the roll, please. Take the vote, please, on this.
Okay, so this is for my amendment to also excuse Gary, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, Bruce Aaron?
Yes.
I vote yes. Gary Bose, not on call. Adriana Caffanade?
Pass.
Robin Collier?
Pass.
Gary, you can hear Bill Crozier votes yes. Joseph Davis? Oh, he's not on the call either, I guess. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Vote yes. Benito Diaz?
I don't see Benito yet.
Right. Okay. Jane Goodman?
Yes.
And vote yes. William Heerwagen?
Yes.
And vote yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Sabrina votes yes. Dwayne Lark? Gary Dwayne, but you're muted.
I think he dropped off.
Ken Lawford?
Yes.
And vote yes. Tony Leon. Mansoor Sabah.
Yes.
Four votes yes. Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Carol Travis.
Yes.
Carol votes yes. Tom Voorhees.
Yes.
Vote yes. Oscar Washington.
Yes.
Oscar votes yes. Swing back. Skipping Gary Bose. Adriana Castaneda?
Abstain.
Adriana abstains. Robin Collier?
Yes.
Vote yes. Chris Corey, oh, he's not on. Joseph Davis? Didn't hear from you. Or Benito?
I don't see them on the system.
Dwayne Lark, are you back? Can't hear Dwayne. I can didn't get a vote for Tony. Let me count. We have 13 yes, 1 abstention, 0 no's. Where do you wish to vote?
Chair abstain.
13 yes, 2 abstention.
Okay, so this motion to amend the motion. Gary Bost is added to the motion to excuse Tony Leon and Chris Corey. So now, are there any objections to using these three absences? Hearing no objections, these three people have an excused absence. Now let's list the others that are absent, and we'll vote on them.
Okay, so the three that were excused were Chris, Tony, and Gary. Just a second, let me record that on the roll.
Okay, so their motion to
So they were excused. And so Joseph Davis and Benito Diaz are not here. Anybody heard from them?
Haven't heard from them. And so this will be, if they show up later, then, of course, they won't be marked unexcused, if you vote to mark them unexcused.
Mansoor would like to be recognized?
Yes, Mansoor. Would you like to make the motion?
Yes, and then I wanted to ask Bill to turn up his volume a little bit.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll propose the motion. Thank you.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second, Carol.
Okay.
What is the motion, Madam Chair?
To excuse the absences of the people who did not request an unexcused absence for being absent.
Oh, I'm not seconding that.
No.
Sorry.
No.
Okay.
Mansoor wasn't making that motion. I wasn't making
that
motion.
Oh, you
were? No.
Oh, I thought you did. Oh, okay.
No, I thought...
I don't have that motion then. Okay, I do not have a motion to excuse these absences.
I thought you said we're just going to wait to see if they're going to show up to the meeting and, you know, we'll proceed from there.
Yeah. I heard the same.
Well, I think we have to vote on...
May Catherine be recognized?
Yes, Catherine.
I will make the motion to excuse these additional people from the meeting so that we can formally go through this process and actually get to the work.
Thank you, Catherine. Is there a second?
Yeah.
Second.
Okay.
Yeah. William had a request for information earlier.
Yes, William. What's your request for information?
I'm curious as to what you said about the parliamentarian and you having this conversation. What is this based on? Well, we haven't done this in the past that I recall, excusing anybody who's absent.
We have to vote to say whether or not they get an excused absence.
Yeah, well, who said so? That doesn't make any sense. People request
message of the stack.
Excuses, you give it to them, and if they don't, you know, so be it.
Maxie to the staff.
Maxie, go ahead.
Yeah, it would seem to me that you would be voting to not excuse the absence. This just doesn't really seem logical to excuse those who didn't ask for it and vote for that, and excuse those who did ask for it and vote for that. It just doesn't make sense.
Right.
At least it doesn't appear to be making sense. Seems to me like you're voting to not excuse.
Right. Okay, Mr. Parliamentarian, would you mind describing what you were describing to me, that we have to vote on all the absences, whether or not to excuse them? Otherwise, they are not voted on. I think that was what you were...
Yes, Madam Chair. According to our Pacifica bylaws, there are conditions where members can be put off the board. And so it's very important not only to have it in the record and on the screen when members are present and when they are not. It's also important to go on the record when they have asked to be excused. And it's also important to know that when they are absent, that they are required to request excused absences as a courtesy to the board. If they don't, it seems to me that they are in violation of the rules that say that directors should attend meetings. And so, in other words, if instead of a person not showing up for the meeting with no excuses at all, it leaves the burden on the board to decide whether they're ignoring the rules of the board, or if they're sticking their nose up at the board, or whether there is some emergency. The board has to know that. It has to go on.
Carol for the staff.
Adriana for the staff, Madam Chair.
Okay, Carol, then Adriana.
I think given we've got a motion on the floor, we can vote either yes or no. And
that's right.
Voting no means that they're not excused. We don't have to have a motion that says we don't excuse them, but to vote yes, we can vote no and not excuse them. So I think we can actually go forward. And then I just wanted to ask, Bill, would you please send me the agenda again? I'm concerned I'm not getting PNB mail. Thank you.
Madam Chair, point of order, Mansoor.
What's your point of order, Mansoor?
Time. We designated 5 minutes for this 3-4 items, and we already 20 minutes into it.
Okay, so thank you. We're trying to get through this. We're trying to get through this. Go ahead, Adriana. What did you want to ask? Or
my worry is that a motion like this, we have a bylaw. The bylaw says the members that have three consecutive unexcused absences, they are out. If the board selects to excuse the people that asked for an excuse, and then excuse the people that didn't even ask, why do we have a bylaw? That is ridiculous. If people want an excuse, they will ask for an excuse. If people don't want the excuse, can we force them not to have an excuse? That sounds so ridiculous.
Okay, I take that
I finish, Madam Chair? We have people excused, and we have people that are just absent. That's it.
So we have to vote on it. It has to be in the record that they did not get an excused absence. That was voted that they did not get an excused absence.
William,
that's the point. That is the point. What's your point of order, William?
This should not be voted on. This we have existed for a long, long time, and there is a roll call. So the roll call will show who's absent. And voting on excusing people, I'm sorry, Mr. Parliamentarian, but that seems like you're adding something that just isn't in the bylaws and doesn't make sense. If they're absent, they're absent, and that'll show in the roll call. Thank you.
Oh, God
to you, whoever's that wise guy.
Parliamentarian for the chat.
Go ahead, Mr. Parliamentarian.
This can show up in court in the future, and that's why I believe it's important and as a matter of fact, we have a current problem right now in one of the radio stations about whether a person was excused or whether they weren't. I, as a parliamentarian, feel that it needs to go on the record if a person is absent from a meeting and has made no contact with anybody on the board about whether they're going to be at the meeting or not. I believe that the board should decide whether to make that person an excused person or whether to make that person an unexcused person. It's up to the whole board to do that.
Maxie, to the staff.
Yes, also personal privilege. Go ahead, Maxie.
In the spirit of what the parliamentarian just said, it seems to me the motion should be to unexcuse the slate of remaining delegates. I mean, not delegates, but directors. And that would keep it on the record. That would notify the fact that no one was informed that they were not going to be here. It keeps a record that they were unexcused. That's all he's really saying, I think.
Okay, you want to amend? You want to? So you're recommending an amendment to the motion to change it to I move to excuse to I move to give unexcused to give no excuses for.
To unexcuse the slate of remaining directors. That's really what it's about.
Point of order.
Catherine, for the stat, please.
Okay.
And Jan.
Is there a second to Maxie?
Point of order.
And Jan Goodman to the stack.
I'd like to speak to it, though. Catherine.
Okay. I need a second before we can speak to it.
Point of order.
Point of order. Go ahead.
With all due respect, does Maxie put motions on the table?
I think he just can't vote on them.
Well, I would like to speak to it, please, so I keep my name
up as requesting to be noticed or acknowledged.
Yeah. I just want to say, I think that Maxie suggested the rewording so that I can say, are there any objections? And then people don't, if there's no objections, then those people would not be excused. So I think that's why you suggested the rewording, Maxie.
I'm not really sure I understand what you said.
Okay.
I'm just,
okay.
All I'm suggesting is that someone makes a motion.
Yeah. Here's what I would like to do for tonight. Okay, so this just came up. I would like us to discuss this further in email. I didn't get a second on the amendment. Was there a second on Catherine's motion? If there wasn't, we're not going to take it up, and we're just going to do the first vote, and we're going to move on. And we'll discuss this in email some more because we're not clear about how to do this, and we need to be clear before we do it. So I apologize for thinking we could get through this quickly. I think that to do justice to it and to you all, I think we need to discuss it on email some more. So is there any objection?
William, request for information. I'm sorry.
Is there any objection to just moving on and dropping this last
By all means.
So table it until we have further discussion on it. Okay. William, what was your question?
No, that answers my request. Thank you.
Okay.
Carol, I'm not going to vote on it.
Carol for the stack.
Yes, Carol.
I move that we accept Jonathan Alexander's resignation.
Okay, is there a second?
Second, Mansour.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
What's your point of information? Request for information. What's your request for information?
Parliamentarian, please, can you correct the rest of the people when they jump in, or is something personal, sir?
No, this is about the request for information as opposed to a point of information. Please stop saying point of information.
If the updated Robert's rules is to say I have a request for information, it's less confusing than saying a point of information, because when you say point of information, it leads people to think, and you might think yourself, that you can make a point of information when really you're asking for information.
Exactly.
So you should say, I have a request for information, okay?
Good. Can we just say people ask for point of orders and they are not point of orders? I heard three already, and I didn't hear the parliamentarian saying that were not point of order. Thank you.
Listen, this is enough, okay? This is enough of this detail. We don't need to go into this detail right now. I need a timekeeper. Mansour, you sounded like you had volunteered earlier. Is that...
I'll be happy to stay to 7 because I got to go to work at 7 o'clock, fund drive.
So. Okay. Well,
I'll be willing. Nancy, this is Carol. I'll do the people.
Okay,
I can do the item if you tell me when.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
William,
okay.
The point of order, you ignored me.
What's your point? I didn't hear your point of order. What's up, William? What's your point of order?
I'm sorry. I think the Adrienne is probably correct that the parliamentarian is focusing on her. And as Adrienne said, she said three others, but I only noticed one. Kathy Davis had a point of order and asked a question. So that's incorrect.
What rule is being broken, William? What rule is being broken? Is this a point of personal privilege?
The parliamentarian is focusing on criticizing one person.
Okay, I didn't notice that.
But it's certainly protocol that's be way out of order on the part of the parliamentarian.
All right, thank you. I did not notice that. A point not well taken. Okay, so let's go on, please, now. The
the next item on the agenda where we left off was 5C, motion on 2019 delegate terms and 2020 director eligibility from Travis. This has a 10-minute item, Adriana.
Okay. Madam Chair, before I ask now let me rephrase the request of information. Start all the back and forth, and I didn't get my request for information, even when you gave me the floor and the parliamentarian interrupted.
What was your request for information?
Madam Chair, we all of us saw an email from Director Jonathan Alexander saying very clearly that he was done. He didn't want to be anymore, and he decided not to be. If you resign, it's not up to the board to accept the resignation. A person that said, I don't want to be on the board, doesn't need the board telling them, we are pushing you to stay here. Obviously, when the person said, I don't want to be here anymore, be clear, take me out of this. I can read his email to everybody. I don't know what
do you have a bylaw citing for that? This is, what's your question, Adriana? That's not a question.
Didn't Director Carol Travis ask for a motion to accept that resignation?
I'm
listening to a different meeting.
Yes. That's a rhetorical question. Okay, so that's where we were, yes. We didn't finish with that, yes. Okay, so that should have been a point of order. Okay, so we are at the motion to accept Jonathan Alexander's resignation. Sorry, I'm very tired tonight. I'm sorry, I'm not doing too smoothly. So is there a second?
Mansoor seconded that. Mansoor seconded.
Okay. All right. Are there any objections?
Point yes, order, Madam Chair.
Okay, so let's take a vote.
Point of order, Bill.
Bill, what's your point of order?
I think Adriana is correct. There's no reason why we need to have a motion for this. I mean, it doesn't make sense for us to say we decided not to accept his resignation. We couldn't force him to stay on if he doesn't want to.
One second.
Everybody, please stop talking for 1 second. One of the directors is calling. Hello? Dwayne? Hello? Oh.
Yes, my pen isn't working all of a sudden.
Okay, I just merged you in, okay? You're on the call with me now.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Jan Goodman for the staff.
Yes, Jan.
There was somebody out actually before me, I think Mansoor, but... I'll just make my point very quickly.
He just seconded it, I think. Go ahead.
I think that we can just... We don't have to vote to accept it. We can just accept it. However, I have been on boards in the past in which somebody resigned, and then the board, you know, objected, and they basically asked the person not to resign, and on occasion that has been successful in urging somebody not to resign. So that does actually happen on occasion. I think in this case, it's very clear that he would like to be off, and since it's the end of the term, there's no point in doing anything. But just for everyone's information, occasionally somebody will resign, and the board will say, "Oh, we really need you." You blah 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 blah, and they will not resign. So that's just a point of information.
Thank you. Would like to be recognized.
No, it was. It's not a point of information. That is just a statement, a comment.
Thank you. So I recall the reason I'm bringing this to ask for a motion for it is because I recall in years past that there was someone that resigned, and then wanted to get back on the board, and they said, well, the board never accepted the resignation, and so the person can get back on the board if they had a change of heart. And so I'm looking for the bylaw that to see if there is something that covers that.
Dwayne to the stack.
Okay.
And William.
Okay, Dwayne, go ahead.
Well, you will find when you get to resignations in the bylaws, it is rather explicit. Once a PNB member submits their resignation, it is immediately. It has no acceptance by the board. Once that person sends in their resignation, it immediately goes into effect. So
okay.
What you've been doing in the past, I've heard Maxie say it. I've heard the bylaw. It is written in the bylaws explicitly.
Okay, you're right. Okay, so removal of delegates. Any delegate shall be removed. This is Article 4, Section 9, shall be removed from the position and cease to be a delegate upon the occurrence of any of the following. The delegate's resignation. And it does not say that it requires a vote. Okay. All right. So we don't need to do this. Okay. Thank you. And someone else had a point. William, you had a point of order?
No, I asked for the floor, but I think you just answered it that we're not going to vote on this. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And who was that? Parliamentarian?
Yeah. I just wanted to let the board know that accepting resignation is found in Robert's Rules of Order. And it states that resignations are accepted. And they can be accepted by unanimous consent or a vote, and that the purpose of accepting resignations is so that it will be in the minutes and it will be on the record that the board accepted the person. And that comes from Robert's Rules of Order.
Robert's Rules of Order.
Wayne.
Yes, ma'am. I believe this parliamentarian has been trained, I'm sure, properly, that Robert is a guidance, that your bylaws supersede anything Robert suggests. So since it is explicitly written, then Robert does not apply.
Point well taken. Okay, Adriana?
Yeah, William, after Adriana, please.
I was trying to make the same point.
William?
Robert.
All right, thank you, Adriana. Please, if you were going to make the same point, don't make it over again, please. Okay, William, go ahead.
Okay, a compromise to parliamentarian and Robert's rules. It does make sense to have it in the minutes, so I say that we acknowledge receipt of the resignation. If we want to vote on that, fine, but just note it that we have received the resignation of Jonathan Alexander. Thank you.
Okay, I'm just going to declare. Okay, I'm just going to ask the secretary to notice that we have received Jonathan's resignation in the record, please. Thank you very much, all.
All right.
Okay, now let's go on to item 5C. Okay, so this was the motion that we tabled last week until we have a Ford Green review the motion. Carol wanted to make some additional changes to it, and so it wasn't really ready to send until Monday, and then I got tied up in calling and emailing everyone to get their paperwork in for the FCC license renewal, and that basically took up all my time, and I saw that as a priority, and I didn't get to sending forward the motion until late last night, and I was up very late. That's why I'm retired. But anyway, so when he got it, he said he did not have time to review it for tonight's meeting. So we could discuss it, but we cannot move. We cannot vote on it until we get back. We hear back from him. So
this is Grace. I have a point of order.
The timekeeper with the question.
Okay, this is a 10-minute item, Adriana.
Thank you.
Okay, Adriana, Grace, what's your point of order?
The Pacifica National Board has the duty and right to decide on how the bylaws will be complied with or not. No.
What rule is being broken, Grace? I'm sorry.
The rights and duties of the Pacifica National Board is being broken. You're entering in an arbitrary, in my opinion, that this has to be vetted by legal counsel, which it does not.
Go ahead.
That's my point of order. The PNB can take up this motion and vote it up or down if it sees fit to do so. This is Carol's motion, am I correct?
It's Carol's motion, correct. So last week we voted to postpone it until we got Ford's review of it, which I think is a very good thing to do because there are a lot of bylaws being in conflict with this motion. And I've been advised by Mr. Green that we should really run our motions by him when they do this so that he doesn't end up, you know, in the end at coming back later and undoing all the knots that we've created somehow. And I don't think we need to have this done this week. And I think it can be postponed another week, you know, and or 2 weeks. I mean, it's these motions are not going to go into effect until they're at the end of. We could even vote on it in the middle of the year next year because this motion's effect goes out for several years, and so it doesn't really matter when we vote on it. But I think it would be very wise of us to get his counsel on this particular motion, since the intention is to get everything back in sync, but. He may say there's a better way to do that, or he may say you can't do it that way, or he may say it doesn't matter if they're not in sync. I just think it would, that's why I proposed, just 1 second, Carol, I heard you. That's why I proposed that, and people voted yes to do that, and I'm sorry that it took so long to get all of the directors' paperwork in, but that was a priority, way more of a priority than this. And so this is still off the table until, you'd have to vote, take it off the table if you wanted to do it tonight. And you'd have to amend that postponement. And I'm not quite sure how if it was a motion, and it would require then 2/3 because it was already a previously adopted motion. I'm not really sure how we would do that. I'm just saying, think about, is it really important? Can we discuss it? We could without voting on it, and then get ready to vote on it later. I'm not opposed to discussing it. But go ahead, Mr. Parliamentarian.
Yeah, I was going to say the motion to postpone is still in the hands of the board. The motion to postpone it until the lawyer can weigh in on it is not a properly formed motion, because motions to postpone must have time certain, and when the lawyer reviews it is a time that's indefinite. So my opinion is that the motion is back on the floor at this meeting tonight, subject to voting up, voting down, subject to amendment, and also subject to anyone who may have a substitute motion. All of that would be in order at tonight's meeting.
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you. I stand corrected. Okay.
Carol for the stack.
Okay, so this motion to table is to postpone is back on the floor. Okay. Carol.
What I understood was on the floor was the motion, the actual motion, not the motion to table.
Yes, or the actual motion.
Right, okay.
The motion is back.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Can I say what I wanted to say now?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. All right. I wanted to put in, it's a substitute motion. It's largely the same, but because it has different language here and there, and because it has an additional point at the end, I'll call it a substitute motion for my own original motion. May I put that forward now? I sent it to people. Sent it to people, and I'm looking to see what time I sent it. I think at 5:35 Pacific, so 8:35 Eastern. Do you want me to read it?
Yes.
Okay. It's titled "Motion to Realign All the Impacts of the Delayed 2018 Delegate Elections." Whereas in 2018, due to extreme financial risk and controversy surrounding that risk, the PNB and the interim executive director were unable to move the delegate election in a timely manner. Whereas that election went forward in spite of technical timeline noncompliance to comply with Pacifica's bylaws overriding devotion to democratic participation of members in Pacifica governance. Maybe should be a comma. I don't know. Those elections were pursued as best as possible to properly refresh the delegates chosen by the local station members' current choices for the local station delegate assembly and the pool of national board directors. Whereas a result of that, the election delay, a myriad of lingering unintended consequences, issues, and difficulties have arisen concerning prescribed election timelines, dates of installation, term of office, and term limits. Whether the PNB acts or does not act, there will be no way to comply with the bylaws.
One second, Carol.
Yeah.
If anybody is not speaking, does not have the floor, would you please mute your phone? We're getting a lot of background noise. Thank you. Go ahead, Carol.
Okay. The PNB can recognize the minor technical failures and realign the organization by January 2020 so that we are totally back on track if we adopt this motion to deal with all those unintended consequences. Whereas, should we fail to act, unending bylaw compliance will be impossible. To wit, regarding election timelines, dates of installation, and term of office. Article 4, Section 8 reads, a delegate's term of office shall be 3-year terms and in no event more than 6 cumulative years without a 1-year, 12-month consecutive months break. If a delegate serves as elected or alternate for an incomplete year, those months of service must be counted toward the 6 years cumulative limit. Only a 1-year, 12-month consecutive lapse as delegate will trigger the onset of the reset of 6 years cumulative limit. A delegate shall not be eligible for further service as delegate until 1 year has lapsed after the termination of the delegate's second 3-year term. Without intervention, the bylaw noncompliance occurs indefinitely going forward. When newly elected delegates are installed in April of this year, this violates the bylaws. It is not December. either they must have truncated terms of 2 years and 9 months, violating the three-year term, or the next delegates that replace them will be installed in April, violating the December installation requirement. To wit, regarding director term limits, Article 5, Board of Directors of the Foundation, Section 2, Term. The term of a director shall be 1 year. A director may serve no more than 5 consecutive 1 year terms. A director shall not be eligible for further service as a director until 1 year has elapsed after the termination of a director's 5th consecutive 1 year term. Without intervention, any delegates or directors whose terms were extended to March, April 2019 instead of ending 2018, in the case of delegates, or January 2019 in the case of directors, would not be able to become directors or delegates or directors until 2023. The bylaws require a year out of Pacifica before new 6-year bars for delegates and a 5-year bar for directors triggers a reset of the cumulative permissive terms. The extreme lapse is a result of 2020 elections. To wit, therefore, the 2018 PMB can rule on those complex, impossible consequences of the 2018 election delay so that going forward, everything once more will be in compliance. Therefore, I move. Be it resolved that, 1, all newly elected delegates shall be installed in their local station board, delegate assemblies, and local station boards beginning with the first meeting after the certification of the election, and that the delegate assembly will be charged with electing that station's Pacifica National Board directors. 2, all delegates elected in the election that is in the process of finishing March, April 2019 shall have truncated terms that will expire in December 2021. Is that right? 2021?
Two years and 9 months.
Is that what 2021? You know what I mean? My dyslexia. All new delegates elected during this election period will become eligible. Okay, all new delegates elected during this election period will become eligible in 2020 to be elected to the Pacifica National Board. And by the way, if they are eligible, that should be in there too, because just because you're elected. Oh no, it says what it means. I'm sorry. 4, any director who has termed, and I left out. Termed out in December but remain on the Pacifica National Board until April 2019. Should they win a delegate election in 2019, they shall be eligible to be a director in January 2020.
Madam Chair, thank you.
Okay, so I have
and
a question.
I wanted to motivate a couple of things and clarify a couple of things.
One second. One second. I heard you, Adriana. One second. So item 3, is that for the election of the, is that for the 2021 election? Because I believe we skipped the 2020 election, right?
No, it's because you have to be on the LSB or a delegate for a year in order to become eligible to be a director normally. This is the people who were elected in the 2018 election, but will be in
support
in
April. Okay.
Yeah.
So they will have 9 months.
Right. Experience, and that will qualify them to be, and then we will be entirely on track. So, may I motivate or not?
Yes.
Okay.
Madam Chair, may I extend the time or not?
Timekeeper?
I'm the timekeeper. I'll give myself 90 seconds.
Adriana is the timekeeper for the item. Go ahead, Adriana.
Was there a second?
Yes, Madam Chair, I have. Can you ask people, please, not to jump on the
Adriana, board? Go ahead.
Yes, Madam Chair.
I do not recognize anyone. You have the floor.
you told me 10 minutes. I already discussed for almost 5 minutes for the back and forth, but we already passed 14 minutes, almost 15, no, 15 exactly at this time for the 10 minutes. We need to ask for an extension or something.
All right, thank you. Is there a motion for extension for this
motion
item?
To extend time 10 minutes.
The motion.
I second the motion, and I would like to extend this agenda item by 10 minutes.
All right, thank you, Grace. Okay. Okay, go ahead and motivate, Carol.
All right. Do you want to vote on the extending the time?
Oh, I'm sorry. Right.
Okay, you're tired.
Are there any objections to extending for 10 minutes? Okay, hearing no objections, we are extended for 10 minutes on this item. Okay. Go ahead, Carol. Motivate.
Okay. If we don't do this, we will go forward and everything we do will be violating DOT bylaws because we will not have dealt with the unintended consequences of messing up the timelines. The bylaws are filled with very detailed things about when a term begins, when people are to be installed, how long a term is, and if somebody is installed in April and has a three-year term, and they have the three-year term, then it goes to a new April, and if that violates the bylaw because the bylaw calls for December. This, we have done a whole lot of things that technically violated bylaws to get the election done, because we were trying to have the overriding concern for the democracy participation of members. This is the last motion to do that, to clean it up, and to make it in place. And I think it is timely because as we install people, I think it's appropriate that we indicate and that we've already taken a position on the length of their term, et cetera. Thank you.
Grace for the stack.
Go ahead, Grace.
Okay, I think this is an excellent motion. It puts us at the end of the next 2019 election. It will put us back on track, on the bylaws track, so we can just simply follow the bylaws timeline. It's well thought out. It covers all the bases, and I think we should just vote it up tonight. That's all.
Thank you, Grace. Is there anyone to speak against this motion?
Yeah.
Tom. Okay, Tom, go ahead.
Yeah, Tom sees this as a motion mostly to keep Carol and Adriana on the PNB for another year. And at the end of that year, I believe we will be mostly back in sync again. The difference is the folks this year serve a little bit shorter time, and then we'll be pretty much back in sync again, as against keeping Adriana and Carol on the PNB for the rest of this year. That's all I had to say.
Could I ask a question?
Privilege, Madam Chair.
Could I ask a question, Tom? How would this motion extend the terms of directors that who are